What if the most powerful leadership tool could fit on a single page? While executives devour thousand-page business tomes and consultants peddle complex frameworks, one slim book has quietly revolutionized how millions lead. The new 1-Minute Manager has sold over 13 million copies, not through hype, but through a radical promise. Effective management happens in moments, not marathons. When Steve Jobs returned to rescue Apple, he handed this book to his leadership team. Warren Buffett praised its clarity for cutting through corporate confusion. The secret? 3 deceptively simple techniques that transform how people work together. But here's the real question. Can leadership that takes just minutes create lasting change? 4 decades of results across cultures and industries suggest something profound lies beneath this simplicity. A young professional searches for the perfect manager, someone who delivers exceptional results while keeping people energized. His journey reveals a frustrating pattern. Tough managers drive results through fear, hitting short-term targets but bleeding talent. Nice managers create pleasant atmospheres, yet deadlines slip and performance drifts. This either-or trap seems inescapable until he discovers an exceptional leader who refuses this false choice. This manager's office displays a simple plaque: people who feel good about themselves produce good results. His weekly meetings balance concrete metrics with collaborative planning. But what truly distinguishes him is what he won't do: solve problems for others. When asked to decide on resource allocation, he firmly redirects: you need to decide for yourself. This isn't abandonment, it's deliberate development. Most managers demonstrate value by solving problems, becoming organizational bottlenecks while stunting team growth. This leader builds decision-making capability rather than dependency. Another plaque reads, "Everyone is a potential winner. Some people are disguised as losers. Don't let their appearances fool you." This perspective fundamentally changes interactions with struggling employees, creating self-fulfilling prophecies of improvement. Imagine basketball with covered hoops. You'd shoot blindly, never knowing your score. This mirrors workplaces where employees lack clear targets. 1-minute goal setting eliminates confusion. Each responsibility becomes a written goal under 250 words, readable in under a minute. This brevity forces precision. Focus on 3 to 6 key responsibilities, driving 80% of results. Instead of improve customer service, specify respond to all customer emails within 4 hours during business days. Track response times weekly, aiming for 95% compliance. Rather than increase social media presence, write create 15 engaging posts weekly, maintain 3% minimum engagement, grow followers 5% monthly. When employees raise problems, managers ask, "What does your goal say about this?" If it's not covered, they write a new goal together. Crystal clear goals transfer ownership to employees while positioning managers as partners rather than judges. Check-ins become focused discussions about measurable progress. Teams celebrate concrete victories, identify precise improvements, and maintain momentum. Work transforms from mindless activity into meaningful achievement, where everyone understands what to do, why it matters, and how success is measured. We're wired to notice threats over opportunities, a survival mechanism that creates a management tragedy, obsessing over mistakes while overlooking successes. 1-Minute Praisings reverses this through deliberate attention to progress, not perfection. When catching someone doing something right, deliver immediate feedback with a precise formula. Make physical contact, a handshake or shoulder touch, establishing human connection. Looking directly in the eye, specifically describe what they did right. "I noticed you resolved that customer complaint without escalating it. Express how this makes you feel. That initiative makes me proud to have you on our team." After a pause, allowing the praise to sink in, encourage repetition. Keep handling problems at your level whenever possible. This works because it's immediate, specific, and personal. Compare it to annual reviews. "You've done a good job this year." Such generic praise feels empty. 1-minute praisings create emotional connections to specific behaviors, drawing from behavioral science's core insight: praise progress rather than wait for perfection. Most managers fall into the leave-alone zap trap, saying nothing when work meets expectations, but pouncing on mistakes. This creates fear-based cultures where people do the minimum to avoid criticism. One-minute praisings create the opposite, cultures where people stretch beyond requirements because they've experienced genuine recognition. Mistakes are inevitable. One-minute reprimands address problems without damaging people, balancing accountability with respect. The process begins with verification, confirming facts before responding. Once certain, feedback comes immediately. Waiting disconnects behavior from consequence. Looking the person in the eye, the manager specifically identifies what went wrong. You promised the client a delivery date you knew we couldn't meet. Then comes honest expression of feelings. I'm disappointed because this damages our credibility. A pause follows, letting the message register. What happens next transforms criticism into coaching. The manager explicitly affirms the person's value. You're one of our most creative problem solvers, which is why this mistake surprised me. This separation between behavior and worth prevents shame from blocking learning. Many managers avoid confrontation entirely or deliver criticism without affirmation, leaving employees feeling devalued. The reprimand concludes cleanly, with no lingering negativity. Once delivered, the issue is closed. The brevity, truly about a minute, prevents it from becoming interrogation or power display. When people understand the process, they feel respected rather than manipulated, becoming active participants in their own development. The young man became a one-minute manager himself, documenting the three secrets as a reference guide. Transparency was crucial. Sharing principles openly eliminated manipulation perceptions and let everyone focus on performance rather than decoding hidden rules. He emphasized starting immediately with basics and refining over time, recognizing that waiting for perfection meant never starting. The approach spread organically as team members experienced benefits and adopted these practices. Results appeared across multiple dimensions. The department became top performing while people were happier and more engaged. The manager experienced less stress, had more strategic thinking time, and maintained better health. This challenges excuses like, "Our organization is different," or "We don't have time." The one-minute approach actually saves time by preventing misunderstandings, reducing repeated errors, and eliminating extensive performance management systems. The impact extends beyond immediate relationships, transforming organizational cultures and personal lives. Traditional hierarchies create dependency. This approach develops robust decision-making at all levels, while continuous feedback accelerates learning. It creates psychological safety where people feel secure enough to take risks, admit mistakes, and propose ideas. When entire organizations adopt these methods, synergies multiply, goals align across departments, recognition becomes woven into culture, and constructive feedback replaces blame. Years later, the successful manager receives a call from someone seeking his approach. His only request? Share what you learn with others. True leadership knowledge gains value through distribution, not hoarding. Teaching others deepens your own mastery. Each time you explain why immediate praise works, you reinforce that practice in yourself. This transforms management development from personal achievement into a movement for workplace improvement. The methods remain revolutionary because they're shareable, simple enough for new managers, effective enough for skeptical veterans, human-centered enough to work across cultures. Management isn't about sophisticated systems. It's about helping people succeed. The beauty lies in simplicity. Meaningful change happens in 1 minute when applied consistently and shared generously. Start today. Catch someone doing something right. Watch what happens when you invest a single minute in making someone feel valued. Then share what you learn. The real revolution happens when simple wisdom spreads from person to person, transforming workplaces 1 minute at a time.